Winnie Madikizela Mandela's supporters gathered at dusk outside her home in Soweto, singing and dancing in her honour. It was an outpouring of emotion for the woman they affectionately call Mama Winnie. ANC supporter Themba Mbale has praised her connection to ordinary South Africans.
We're here to mark this saddest moment in our history as young people who grew up in this part of town, and I know everywhere else in Africa, to say thanks to Mama Winnie Mandela for the role she played in our struggle. She's our mother. She was there when things were tough.
Another mourner, Winnie Ngwenya, says she was an inspiration.
She was a wrong. She didn't afraid for anything that is wrong to speak. She always speak her mind.
After delivering a televised address, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa joined members at Ms. Madikizela Mandela's home.
Today, South Africa is in mourning. We are mourning the death of Mrs. Madikizela Mandela, the mother of our nation, who departed this afternoon. There's been an outpouring of grief and sadness when this news started spreading around the country. Many of our people just cannot believe that she has departed.
The former social worker was in her 20s when her husband, Nelson Mandela, was imprisoned and she was thrust to the forefront of the anti-apartheid movement. While Nelson Mandela was behind bars for decades, she continued to fight for his release and for the rights of black South Africans. She was repeatedly arrested, spent more than a year in solitary confinement, and was banished to a small town, an experience she later said hardened her. President Ramaphosa used the South African expression, "a gigantic tree has fallen," to describe the impact of her death.
She remained strong. She remained determined. She was courageous. And in many ways, she was also very stubborn. Stubborn on behalf of our people, because she knew that out of her stubborn disposition, she would be able to inspire millions of South Africans.
In later years, she became a controversial and divisive figure in her country, mired in scandal. Her endorsement of necklacing, the practice of putting a burning tire around the necks of alleged traitors and collaborators, severely damaged her reputation. In 1989, she was found guilty of ordering the kidnapping of a 14-year-old boy who was later murdered by members of her personal bodyguard. 2 years after Nelson Mandela was released from prison, the couple separated, later divorcing, but maintained contact. Winnie Mandela's extravagant lifestyle also came under scrutiny. But these later controversies were far from the minds of South Africans as news of her death spread, the focus firmly on her defiance and strength during the anti-apartheid struggle. She died peacefully in a Johannesburg hospital after a long illness, aged 81. The government has announced an official memorial service will be held on April 11th, ahead of a state funeral on April 14th. Rosemary Bolger, SBS News.